Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with you.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor, Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls in Noral. We really appreciate your ongoing support, so thank you very much. As everybody knows at home, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Rebecca Zog. I'm the executive assistant at KP Squared Daycare, and I'm about being open to all kinds of opportunities, just like this here. So.
Yeah, you were voluntold by myself. Hey, guess what? You showed up. Yeah. We're filming today.
And I wouldn't be here for anything less. It's great.
That's awesome. So I just want to jump into your last name first and foremost. Where is that from?
Zog, yeah, it's odd, and people often haven't heard it ever before.
I've never heard it, yeah.
It sounds like dog with a Z, and that's how I have to say it on the phone to TELUS and all the telecommunications companies.
Right.
But it's German, and I can't speak German. I've never been to Germany.
Okay.
But I'm told by my grandparents that I have a very German face, so okay. I have that to be grateful for.
Okay, there you go. I love it. So you're new to this community.
I moved to Fort McMurray shortly after COVID started. I think it was around September 2020.
Okay.
And I was there until about April-ish 2021.
Right.
And then I left, and previously I was just everywhere else in Alberta.
Okay.
But then I went to the Dominican Republic, and it was my first time in an airplane, and it was really fun, and I was there for 6 months. Then I came back, spent some time in Calgary, and now I'm back in Fort McMurray, and it's exactly where I want to be. And having been here for a bit, still working with KP Squared, leaving, going abroad, and then getting to come back is just like more exciting than last time. And I feel more grateful and so much gratitude for that company and for the people I work with.
So where did you grow up in Alberta? Or did you grow up in Alberta?
I was just born in BC.
Okay.
And then I spent time in the Cold Lake area, Bonnyville area. Mm-hmm. I spent time in Edmonton, Sherwood Park.
Okay.
I spent time in Red Deer, Calgary.
Oh, wow.
Lethbridge and Cardston. So, and for McMurray now. So I've spent time in most of the major cities and towns in Alberta.
Okay.
And definitely Calgary and Fort McMurray are my top two favorites.
Okay. So what prompted you to move to the Dominican Republic for 6 months? Did you know you were going for six, or you're like, hey, I just bought a one-way ticket? Or
I bought a one-way ticket.
To Dominican?
I had never left Canada. I had never been in an airplane. It was such a wild thing for me to do. But I am very spontaneous, usually.
Okay.
And at that point in my life, I just felt like I had so much that I say this to all my friends and my family when I try and explain it. You've heard the phrase, you make your bed and then you have to lie in it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in life I feel like I didn't make my bed, but I have to lie in it.
Okay.
It's not my fault that it's this way, but it is my problem. I deal with it every single day. I have to clean it up. It's my life, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, family trauma, parent trauma, anything. We all have trauma. And I felt like going to the Dominican was my way of making my bed the way I wanted to lie in it.
Okay. And so why Dominican out of all the places in the world? Why was that?
I have a background working with people with disabilities, and it's an amazing community. And often there's really special situations and circumstances you can find yourself employed in because they have so extra needs, so different needs, and so you find these extra different situations. And one of them was working in the Dominican Republic for a family who had a son with a disability that was physical and mental. And so I worked with him, and he was like my little companion, and we went around and did all these fun things, and he was nonverbal, but it felt like we had a whole language, and he could understand my sarcasm, and yeah. I talk a lot, so he got to listen a lot. And we went around and traveled the beautiful island. It was amazing.
Cool. And so when you lived over there, how did you find accommodations? Did you like rent an apartment? Did you stay on an all-inclusive? Like, how did that?
Yeah. So this was crazy. While I was gone, I tried to make it seem like it was way more exciting than it was. Like, I was posting very selectively on Instagram and things, but in all honesty, it was provided by the job. It was provided. They had a place. They had an extra room in the place. They were already buying food and groceries. And so we made just kind of an arrangement, like an au pair situation, but specifically for supporting someone with a disability, because I had that background.
Did you line this up prior to going, or did you just like show up and be like, let's roll the dice and figure out what's going to happen while I'm down here?
Yeah, I was definitely scared. There's that movie. Actually, it was the one that they played on the plane.
Yeah, Taken?
Taken, exactly.
That's really? Did I nail it?
Yes. And they played it in Spanish. So I'm just sitting there reading these subtitles, freaking out, realizing the humanness of the situation, the reality that my dad's not going to kill all these people fly to a foreign country to find me if I get taken. It's just going to be the end for me, and that's okay. Maybe there'll be a Facebook post, you know, like a GoFundMe, like let's pay for this funeral, like who knows. But they should not play that on the plane, but they did.
I can't believe I nailed that. I was just like, there's no way they're going to play Taken.
They did.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious.
Yeah, but it was my first time in an airplane, and it was during COVID, and so I've never experienced a plane without COVID, and I never will, probably, because I got, believe it or not, $300 for a one-way ticket from Fort McMurray to Dominican Republic. It was like 2 days of travel, so many layovers, but it was such a nice deal.
Awesome.
But I love essential oils. I'm big into natural things and supports. And I thought, first time on the airplane, I packed my bag of like 200 little bottles of essential oils.
Okay.
And brought them to the airport thinking that they were under the amount, so they're good. Yeah. Then they hand me this little Ziploc bag, and they're like, this is the only amount of liquids you're allowed. And I just have like $500 worth of oils in my bag, and I'm just freaking out. I have no idea what to do. All these little things, I had no idea.
What did you pick?
I kept them all. I could not pick, so I just took my carry-on bag and I like put it
in.
Through. Yeah,
smart.
I thought it was smart thinking in the moment because I knew nothing about it.
You didn't know anything about traveling. Yeah. That's hilarious.
But yeah, I definitely recommend to people like find those opportunities, find those jobs that you may or may not be qualified for. Learn as you go and get those experiences.
Like 100%.
I did not pay for a 6-month vacation. It just was handed to me.
Yeah. I have this bucket list item. We said it once on the show. We're going to say it again because usually when I say things, they turn into reality. I have this dream about going to the airport and just going to the ticket agent and saying, like, here's X amount of dollars. Pick where you're sending me today.
Wow.
And just, like, going to wherever they send me. So, like, I have my backpack, which is right over there, and, like, I'll pack accordingly for the most part. I don't know. Maybe I'll go somewhere really cold and I'll only have shorts, and then I'll just have to figure it out. So if anybody out there wants to sponsor it, me and Tanner have said, like, we'll document it. We'll film, like, this whole random journey.
Yeah, you're sponsoring, too, because I'm coming.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'll just laugh at you the whole way.
That's right.
And it'll just be, like, a Yes Men production. Like,
that's right.
I feel like you should take it the next step and be, like, even when you go to restaurants and stuff on your journey, you can't order something. You have to ask them.
Oh, my God. You've opened Pandora's box.
For years now,
everything you buy, everything.
I do this in real life. This is, like, and waitresses now that watch a show get a little bit excited and nervous when they see me. But since I was about 25 years old, 90% of the time when I go to restaurants, I don't order my own food. I just tell the waitress, hi, I don't have any food allergies. Budget is not a restraint here. I want you to order me whatever you would be eating if you were in my seat right now.
Yeah.
Not what you think is the best, not what the special is.
Yeah.
Trading places, what would you order? And I don't want what it is. And then they bring me out food. And I've never been disappointed. ever
really?
With
but
what they brought
up. You're not a picky eater.
I'm not a picky eater. Okay, but they've literally nailed it every time. And like I find when people go to restaurants, you get like in your routine of ordering the same thing every time. So I've been brought out things that I would have never picked in my wildest dreams.
You've had things brought out not even on the menu.
That's right.
For me, it's like amazing. Pictures. I need to see it.
Oh, okay.
Like if it's like Boston Pizza or wherever and they only have like a few options that are pictured and then I don't even take into account the ones that don't even have pictures.
Right.
But no, that sounds like a way better way to do it.
It's so good. And then I got a waiter told me one time, he's just like, dude, great idea. Nobody's going to spit in your food today. And I'm like, what? And he's just like,
that's something you don't want to think about.
He's just like, yeah, like I'm going to make sure because like my reputation's on the line. I'm going to make sure they crush whatever they bring out. And I was like, oh, I only did it because like I used to travel all the time on the road and you just, I kept ordering the same thing. So I was like, I got to switch it up. But yeah. I started that when I was 25. Like, it's been over 15 years now. I, like, 90% of the time, I don't order my own food.
I am a bit of a picky eater, but for me, I feel like being in the Dominican, for like being outside of Canada, what I, the food I'm used to eating for 6 months, that's what broke it for me. I can, I know how to, like, scarf something down if I really don't like the texture.
That's right.
But, yeah.
Close your eyes and plug your nose.
Yeah.
Picture is chicken.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the job that you're currently in. Can you tell me a little bit about the organization and what's going on there?
Okay, so that's KP Squared Innovative Childcare.
Yep.
And honestly, like, it makes me emotional whenever I try to talk about it.
That's
so
okay.
I
you
don't
can cry.
Have...
You wouldn't be the first one on the show to do it.
You'd be the first girl to do it, though.
Yeah, a
really?
Lot of men, a lot of men cry on this show. A lot of men.
Male crying empowerment. Yeah. But no, yeah, it's amazing. Like, it makes it begs questions like, why isn't this already a thing?
Right.
24-hour care. It's not that, you know, every child is in care for 24 hours. It's it's that that is a possibility when needed. It's that it's a case-by-case basis. And that if a family needs that, if it's one of their needs, why isn't it being provided? You know, it begs all those questions. And I'm so excited that the bylaw was approved and everything was changed and so that we can move forward with the things that we've been planning for a really long time. Yeah. And yeah.
That's cool. And so what's your role in the organization? Because the first time I met you, you were running around with a camera and filming stuff and putting things on TikTok, I was told. And so what
that's
do you do with the organization?
Situations like this make me very uncomfortable because
now you're on a podcast.
Yes,
so like, I'm just like,
I'm behind the scenes.
Poor girl.
Yes. Yeah. I'm behind the scenes. So when I'm like up front and center, it's kind of hard, but that's basically what I am. I'm behind the scenes. I help make things more functional. I help elevate things to the highest potential of all of the already visioned plans and everything, and just kind of help facilitate that. Yeah. Honestly, it's hard. Even when I try and put it on my LinkedIn profile, I don't know what to say because it's anywhere between recording TikTok videos to setting up IKEA furniture. Like, sometimes. And it's just every day is a new day, and that's exactly where I thrive.
That's awesome.
That's where I do my best. I've tried 9-to-5s on a desk job where every day is the same, and it's just not meant for me. So that's what KP provides me.
Yeah. Better balance of life.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Tanner just hit me with his phone. That means he is ready for his segment called the Max City Minute. I don't know what he's going to ask you, so I wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Thank you.
Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What is one thing you miss the most about Fort McMurray when you left?
This is the strangest thing, but it's immediately what comes to mind because of how much I thought about it. But, of course, it's cold here, and actually I was only here from September to April, so I never saw the summer. Mm-hmm. But for me, I got an obscene amount of fuzzy, comfy socks when I lived here last time. And being the Dominican, I didn't even pack a single pair of socks because I only packed sandals. So I didn't think about like being around the house or sleeping. So I missed my socks. I missed all kinds and all textures of socks.
I'm just going to take a pause here. Do you sleep with socks on?
I do.
What?
And also, it's this.
What?
I don't know if it's something that was hereditarily, like, brought down from family member to family member, but I can also maneuver my toes to take off my socks in mid-sleep if I'm too uncomfortable.
socks when you sleep?
No, I'm like half and half. There's usually a pile of socks.
When the cameras are off, we're gonna have like literally an hour long discussion about socks on feet. Okay. Weird. I'm just going on. Like, that's where
we need to do a poll. Like, I'm sure there's viewers who definitely sleep with their socks on. I've advocated for you. Come out and say it.
Yeah, you'll hear from us if you come out. Question number two. What is the most interesting dish you tried in your time abroad?
In the Dominican Republic, something that they like to eat is called pico pollo, and it's essentially just chicken and rice, but I don't even know how to make it. Plantain, which looks like a banana. Instead of yellow, and them, you're like potatoes. They're not like bananas. So you cut them up, you fry them up, you squeeze it in all the pico pollo.
For a second, I'm a big fan. Love planted chips, and me and Tanner, big shout out to Spice Island in Edmonton. Every time I'm in Edmonton, I go and buy like literally a box.
Their entire stock.
Of plantain chips to bring back for my parents. And I had some great plantain chips, you and me, when we were chilling at the house a few days ago. So love plantain chips.
Yes. And I know how to make the tostones. So that was something I had to remember to bring back.
Okay. Very cool.
Question number three. What is your favorite part of living in so many different places before coming to Fort McMurray?
Oh my goodness, so many things, but I feel like just the amount of people that I learned and observed and met and knew and know, just how I've only left Canada once, but the amount of sub-bubbles of communities that we have within Canada and Alberta is just really beautiful to me. How the little cliches of Calgary, the little cliches of Fort McMurray, I just think they're so cute and connect people and bring them together.
Question number four. What is one thing you learned about yourself working with children?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
What is one thing you learned about yourself working with children?
Okay, well, I actually learned this at KP Squared. I had to spend a few times at the daycare when we were short-staffed and not doing my admin work behind the scenes. And I got to get to know a lot of the kids really well, but there were definitely a few of them that helped me recognize something within myself that I use almost every day since, that I just don't like when things are repeated. I don't like when I hear, play Frozen 2. Play Frozen 2, you know, over and over. Just say it once. That's enough for me. Give me a second, and then I'll do it, you know. And working with kids, you can't express that frustration as easily and as socially acceptably as you can with adults, you know. So it helped me overcome that annoyance. And now when, you know, my boyfriend's chiming in my ear, repeating things, I have a little bit more patience and understanding.
And your final question. What is one thing people would be surprised is an aspect of what you do?
I think it is the ability to anticipate needs. And I'm talking specifically as an executive assistant, as an admin role, behind the scenes role. But in general, no matter what tier of the totem pole you're in, no matter what role you have, anticipating the needs of the people on your team, above you, below you, around you, is what's going to set you apart and help you feel like you're actually doing your role the best you can.
Those have been your five questions.
Woo. There we go. Good job. Yeah, plantain chips are the best.
They're so good.
They're so
good. I tried bringing some of the chips back.
Yeah.
That doesn't really work in your suitcase. No. They get really crumbled.
Yep. Yeah. Spice Island, Edmonton, in the West End. It's awesome. Mr. Jim's plantain chips, so good. Mm. Yeah, I literally, at this point, the last time I went in there, I walked in, the guy's like, hey! And he's just like, don't move. And he went to the back and he brought a box out of like 12 little bags of it. And he's just like, here you go. Like,
wow.
Awesome.
Spice Island. Little travel bags?
Yeah, like little small things. Because you don't get them in like the big, yeah. But listen, Tanner just hit me with the watch, and I just hit my bike. But
again.
I can't believe I haven't.
I know.
No, trust me. It's actually quite easy to not, in fact, hit that mic. Yeah. He just struggles like a child.
Yeah. So, but we've reached our 20-minute cap. But before we cut everybody loose, you get a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay, well, I would just like to say, please stay tuned and updated with KP Squared Innovative Childcare. A lot of big things are coming in the community, on social media, and just in general, change in the world.
There we go. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming today, and please feel free to come back as many times as you want.
Sounds great. Thanks for letting me talk so much.
There you go. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to Neural Toyota, our title sponsor. We appreciate your ongoing support. I hope everybody else is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.